SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Gabe Morenci and I'm on the grid. So is the raging redhead Cam Stewart. Jimmy Murphy will be as well. Dave Sharapan will join us straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada as the countdown to puck drop is on. Game one, semifinals. Las Vegas Golden Knights, the newest franchise in the National Hockey League against the oldest franchise in the National Hockey League. Founded in 1909. And as Corey Perry stated, I don't know, they're like an expansion team. It's been in the league like for 4 or 5 years or something like that. Let's go. It's go time. We're getting ready to drop the puck. And I hope Cam is ready to go. And he's got a bunch of baseball picks because I've had a one-track mind over the last couple hours. But I actually do have some baseball picks. I've got some basketball picks, but let's be real. It's okay to be a fan sometimes. And we're a fan tonight, the Montreal Canadiens and the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Let's rock, Cam. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Morenci. It's been a pretty wild afternoon, betting the Euro. And other than my allegiance to the motherland of Scotland, it was a very good day today. Took the under in that game. They got smoked by the Czechs, but had the under and took Sweden plus the goal and a half. So things were really, really good that way. But you're right, man. I can't wait for the hockey game tonight. We'll see what happens. Hopefully Montreal is getting no respect from the betting public, everybody talking about Vegas, that line just lingering around 250, 260, total 5.5. I actually think the Canadians are going to come out hot and maybe get the first goal in this game. We'll see what happens. I'm kind of leaning over, Morenci. I think it's going to be actually a little more high scoring than people think. The first game with the Islanders went under, but I think these teams are going to go at it, and I see getting 6 goals or more in this game. I see Montreal getting 2 or 3 themselves.
I'm not giving a final score prediction until we get Jimmy Murphy's final score prediction. Yeah. As Murph yesterday nailed it. Not only did he take the New York Islanders, he posted before the game with a full preview and write-up of the game. Final score, 2-1. Said Islanders will win. Beautiful. 2-1, final score. Boom, 2-1, final score. So I'm hoping. You know what I want to hear? 2-0 Habs tonight. Jimmy Murphy. Give it to me, Jimmy. Give it to me. That's I want to hear that prediction. 2-0 Habs. And in fact, there's a prop up at FanDuel, soccer style, Cam. Will both teams score tonight in the hockey game? Will both teams score? Plus 550 to the no. Man, between Fleury and Price, it wouldn't shock me if one of the teams got shut out tonight. So we'll get into that. So we'll get into our series predictions. We got to get the Suns and Four guy on. I need his prediction. That's what we need. We need him to go to Vegas and start smoking people. Can we get the Suns and Four guy up, please? So Suns and Four yesterday. Forget about handicapping a game or anything like that. So on Friday night, I don't like showing fight videos, and I don't like to advocate like jerks fighting at games. But Buddy didn't start it. But he certainly finished it. Roll the tape. All right, look at the Nuggets guy. Puts his phone in his pocket and sucker punches him. Look.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
All right, and now, boom. Watch. Boom, boom, yeah, boom,
bang,
boom,
bang,
boom,
bang,
boom,
bang, bang, boom. Bang, bang.
And it's Suns and Four. Watch this. Suns and Four. Oh, man. Like I said, Phoenix Sun players, you got to pay any of that guy's legal issues and all of his bills. And the NBA, listen, they're not going to make this guy a hero for punching someone in the face. It's welcome to all of our AM radio affiliates. Suns in four. Habs in four, baby. Habs in four. You know what the sweep is for the Montreal Canadiens? 40-1. Should be more, considering the Canadians actually, are the biggest underdogs in 31 years.
Should be 100.
So Cam, you're considering the numbers. Yeah. No, settle down, Cam. I don't know. I don't like the vibe I'm getting from you here. You're talking about overs.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Yeah,
this game goes over. This game goes over. Montreal's in trouble. Montreal needs to win lower scoring games. Lower scoring games. We can't get into a track meet with these this Vegas sideshow. Meat and potatoes, Cam. Meat and potatoes.
No, hey, I like the Islanders are very the Canadians and Islanders have a lot in common, actually. When you look at them, they're very similar teams. It's like Islanders juniors. You can go Canadians, Islanders junior, whatever. These guys are the same. They're basically great goaltending, big defense. These guys can do it, and they want to play a real smash-mouth type game. We talked about it. I told you, Clutterbuck and Cizikas just murder these guys on the back end of Tampa Bay. Bury their defensemen who already have lingering injuries and play a defensive game. You don't want to get into a track meet with Vegas, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to score some goals in this game, Morency. I'm just saying, 5.5 in the Islander game. We had the under there. I'm not sure if this game can stay under the number. I think Montreal can actually score on Vegas. You'd be surprised. I think they can get some goals. I wouldn't be surprised if it was 4-2, 4-3 hockey game. Maybe I'm crazy, but that's what I'm seeing.
Well, you are crazy, but you could be right as well. Two things can be right at the same time. Two things can be correct. Of course, the Montreal Canadiens have won 20 consecutive playoff games with Carey Price if they score three or more goals. So that's the number. I think you might, against Vegas, it might be a little bit higher scoring. But Marc-Andre Fleury's in his zone as well. You have two of the some great goaltending left right now. Just some great goalies. Left playing right now. They're all great. Vasilevsky's good. Varlamov is great. Mm-hmm. Price is great. Marc-Andre Fleury's great. We've got great goalies left. People are asking, where's the Habs hat? Come on, guys. I busted up. I got the official jersey. I got fight straps on this thing. Like, we're ready to go. Ooh. You know, it's real.
That's not cheap.
NHL Cam. LLHN. The real deal. Yes. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions and the countdown is on. We've got NBA playoff basketball. We've got the Sixers and the Hawks. It's a game that really confuses me. We've got Utah and the Clippers in a game that I do like a side and the total in that game. And, of course, we got some baseball. If the Jays hit four home runs today, they set an all-time record for most home runs in a series. 18.
Yep.
They've hit 14 home runs in three games. They hit one on Friday, five Saturday, eight on Sunday. And so they need three for the all-time tie, four for the record. The 1963 Minnesota Twins against the Washington Senators. See, we're ready to go today. Boom, we're ready. Sure. What's up, Schwab? You want to stump it? Let's go. Let's go, Schwab. I'll stump your ass. Let's go. Come on. Let's bring in Jimmy Murphy. Can't stop Murphy's Law, man. One of the ice guys. Jimmy, 2-1 final score yesterday. The prediction.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the final score prediction tonight. What's up, Jimmy?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. I mean, hey, everybody has a lucky day, I guess. But you know what? I'm liking the Habs tonight, boys, and I'm liking the Habs in this series. And if you're going to put me on the spot here as a final score tonight, give me a 2-0 Canadian score tonight. Carey Price to the shutout.
It was crazy. I actually saw 4-0.
Are you punking me, or you caught the game? You just heard the rant before the show.
No.
Is this some kind of skit?
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, wait. Are you punking us? Is this a joke?
That's what I'm saying. What the hell's going on here? Like, seriously, really? Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm liking, boys. I love the under in this game. I think we're gonna have
so
a series with the Canadians bore them down. That's what I think is gonna happen here. They haven't faced a team like this, Vegas. I mean, they should have in Colorado, but Colorado played like a bunch of pansies and choked again. But, you know, this is a forecheck that I think can counter the forecheck of the Vegas Golden Knights. And then, of course, you got Carey Price and Nett. The only thing that worries me about the Habs in this series, and this is crazy that I'm saying the only thing, but really the only thing that I think could really, really hurt them is the loss of Petrie. They lose that puck-moving attribute coming out of the blue line there. And he helps that offense a lot, which they're going to need right now. But they can play as a unit. And I'm interested to see how this Romanov kid does.
He's good.
What? He looked good. He looked good.
Yeah.
When he got on the ice, for whatever reason, they were hesitant to give him a shot. Look, he's better than Merrill. He's better than a lot of the guys that they have. And I think now Ducharme, he's starting to believe in the youth, right? He's starting to buy in. Like, even with Caulfield at first, they're like, can we really trust that kid in the playoffs? And it was almost like, you know what? We better trust him. You know what I mean? Yep. We don't have a choice. Like, you know, he's good. Let's get him out there. And the Canadians are getting contributions from all these young kids. I'm with you, Jimmy, and we'll throw it to you, Cam, on this, because I know you were flirting with the over before. But remember, and you called it, Cam, as well. It was a good eye by you. Against the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Canadians played defensive, right? And they realized in the first three games, like, yeah, we're doing a good job holding them, but we're losing still. We're still losing. They changed their style. They got more aggressive and desperate when they were down 3-1. Mm-hmm. But then against the Winnipeg Jets, and you identified it right away, Cam, in a hockey game early in game one, you could tell, man, and Jimmy, the Canadians were more aggressive. They weren't as fearful as Winnipeg. Like, they were like, there's no Austin Matthews, there's no Marner, there's no this, there's no that.
And the Jets defense.
And also, weak. You saw the Canadians. Oh, yeah. Come on, guys. Shea Weber had a breakaway. Shea Weber beat their defense and had a breakaway.
That's all you need to know.
Like, Shea Weber was confident enough to say, you know what, I'm going for it here. Like, he wouldn't have done that against the Leafs. He didn't do that all year. The Jets were so bad. Shea Weber's like, hey, over here, guys, I'm open. Right? And they can't do that, though, against Vegas. I think, Cam, I'm with Jimmy. I think the Canadians have to go back to the Leaf style of let's worry about get the puck out of our zone. Get the puck out of our zone. Play on the counterattack. The Canadians are a great counterattack. And to put it in a basketball standpoint, Canadians are good defensively, and then their offense leads through defense, transition. You see how fast the Canadians get up the ice. They've got fast skaters. Like, I understand the speed of the Western Conference is fast, but Montreal will be able to keep up. And in fact, I think that's the key, the forecheck. Montreal have to stay in the Vegas players' faces all the time, like the Islanders did yesterday with Tampa. Do not let them set up ever. Relentless forecheck, Cam. What's your take tonight?
No, you guys, I haven't bet the over, but you guys are making a real good case for the under. And we talked about this, Gabe. I said for the Islanders to beat Tampa Bay, they can't get into a track meet with them. And, you know, I'm kind of saying, you know, Islanders are very similar to Montreal. You and Jimmy got me thinking. And that's the thing. Barry Trotz got to see these guys after a while and go, okay, I know exactly how we're going to deal with Tampa Bay. You don't give them any space and you turn it into a real dirty game and don't give them, and know what? Just don't give them any power plays. Vegas is very similar to Tampa Bay in the way they do their things, right? That's the thing. It's Montreal and the Islanders correlated. Vegas and Tampa Bay have that same type of, you know, explosion. But guys, we've talked about this before. The goaltenders are the great equalizer. You have Carey Price. Marc-Andre Fleury's been okay, but Colorado, they did well. You know, they scored some goals against this guy. Thatcher Demko in Vancouver almost beat this team. And one thing I will say, if you like Montreal, and Jimmy and Gabe, you guys seem to, Vegas has a magic act all the time. And sometimes it won't work. These late goals to come back in games to win. Take a look at all their wins. You know, two goals here, winning here, down, come back. Like, you can't do that all the time. You play with fire when you give a team a lead. And Montreal is the type of team, if you give them a one or two goal lead, they can bury you. We saw what happened. They learned how to win playing a defensive system against the Maple Leafs, and then they just smoked the Jets.
Jimmy?
Yeah, you know, and guys, I think it's a great point there. I like, too, the way that going back to what you guys talking about when they brought the youth in, I think that's been a huge difference because a lot of these young guys, man, they've never been in these situations. They're kind of aloof to what's going on. They're kind of like, we're just going out here and having fun, you know? And I think that's translated in the dressing room to the veterans and loosen them up in a good way. Not that they're playing loosey-goosey on the ice, but it's loosening them up a bit where they're not holding their sticks as tight and they're out there just attacking. And I'm with you. They remind me a lot of the Islanders, man. I'll tell you, I watched the Islanders firsthand covering the Bruins-Islanders series, and just the way they would be constantly on top of the Bruins, making them hesitate. Brandon Kyle referenced it. You know, he said, that was a clean hit on me. There's nothing I can complain about there. And they were doing that all series where they would just kind of put the puck down, you know, between the hash mark and the boards in that sort of no man's land, make the defenseman think about the guy coming down on him. Exactly. Montreal does the same thing there. So it's a much different defense than the Bruins defense, you know, the Islanders had to play. The Vegas defense is a whole nother ballgame, but that's a good way to play against these guys. Make them think. Make them cough the puck up. And speaking of coughing the puck up, Marc-Andre Fleury is always good for one gaffe per series.
I love it.
It's true, right?
Hey, listen, I've been saying,
it's fantastic. You guys are killing
me. I've been saying for the last 15 years, give Mark Bergevin a chance. He's a smart hockey guy, and he deserves a chance. That's what I've been saying. But I got to give credit to Bergevin. And I love, though, I love the new Bergevin. I love the new FU. Dude, he's showing up
love
in
the
red
suits,
suits
too.
His hair
red suits. Big hair.
Like,
he doesn't care.
I love this, too. when told they're like big underdogs, here she tells the Montreal Gazette, we mean business. I love that.
Yeah.
Nice and simple.
Yeah, for sure.
We mean business. Yeah. We mean business.
The Mark Messier tradition, right?
Yeah, you want to win as many games as possible during a regular season, but there are periods of growth as a team, periods where adversity creates character, where you get thicker skin. That's where we are now. Vegas had a very good season, and now we're both at the same point today, despite two different trajectories.
Yep, and you know what? He makes a good point. This team's built for the playoffs, guys. I really think that when you look back the way he constructed this lineup, and I was looking at it, it's like it's a different Canadiens team. You think of the Canadiens over the years, you think of little Smurfs like me buzzing around, but then, you know, they can't show up in the playoffs. They get bailed around.
That's different.
Yeah, they've got guys out that are tough. They've got the gritty guys, and adding the cup experience they did with Josh Anderson. And the men, they were bleeping on them throughout the stretch run there when they couldn't score. But look at the experience that's shining through right now from those guys, and look at the way it's translating to younger kids.
Oh, I can't wait for Vegas to meet Gallagher tonight, guys. Gallagher is just going to be right away.
He's going to be enemy
right away,
number
guys.
One.
A little slash elbow here right away. They're ready. Ready.
They're going to hate him. Philip Deneau, too. We talked about this.
Seconds. Oh, he's the man.
I'm just going to say this. Colorado doesn't have a shutdown defensive player. They're very offensive-minded. So, actually, when you really look at Montreal, you guys got me thinking a little bit more. Yeah, as I said, Vegas has a talent, but Montreal has a lot of things Colorado didn't bring to the table defensively.
Yep. 2-0 Habs, baby. We'll continue it on the other side. 2-0 Habs.
Feeling like 93.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You wanted the hat? You got the hat, everybody. I was going to wait until Sharapan showed up. Because I know Sharapan. I'm expecting the tracksuit.
Sharapan's going to wear Montreal Expos stuff and play good again. Hey, Gabe, how you doing? Just going with my daughters to a softball tournament, and I just want to say good luck on tonight's game.
I know. You're right. He might. Dave's not even a Vegas fan. He's a Penguin fan. You're right. So I don't think Dave's really looking for a feud. I don't think he's looking for a feud. All right. So listen, we got Jimmy Murphy with us, one of the ice guys, covers the Boston Bruins, does a great job doing that. And of course, he predicted the Islanders. So we'll get to the Islanders in a moment here. But interesting, there was an internet search poll, basically. Yeah. What states are cheering for what teams now that we're down to the Final Four? If we can get the map up. It was interesting watching people on Twitter argue about what states there. I was actually surprised. I was surprised that there were six states in the United States that are cheering for the Montreal Canadiens. They want the Canadiens to win the Stanley Cup. Six states. Which six states do you think, Cam, they are?
So I could tell. I would have actually gotten, I think, Vermont would be one due to the location Vermont to Montreal.
Yes, Vermont,
Maine.
Yeah.
Maine would be a state that I think would probably want the Montreal Canadiens to win. No, not them. New Hampshire.
Right, take the map down now. Take the map down.
Yeah, take the map down. Take the map down. Hold on here. New Hampshire.
Got the map up. So think just like by logic. Even forget the map. Think. All right. What six states would actually be cheering? Great call, number one, with Vermont. Hey, Jimmy. Vermont guys. Yeah. they're Expo fans in Vermont. It's basically you're either a Bruins Red Sox guy or you're a Canadians guy, an Expos guy. Mm-hmm. If you're, you know, like Burlington, Vermont, it's like 45 minutes from Montreal, essentially. So Vermont doesn't surprise me. All right, Kev, what else? You were close because you said New Hampshire, which surprises me, yeah. Jimmy. New Hampshire, that's Bruins country, Jimmy. You cover
I thought
the
so
Bruins.
Too. Like,
what's up with New Hampshire weird. Pulling for the Habs, Jimmy?
You know what? Actually, it's funny, though, guys. You know, if you go to Hampton Beach in the summer, I mean, it's three quarters people from Quebec, people coming down from Montreal. Yeah. A ton of French-Canadian influence there. And if you want to go way back hundreds of years, there was a lot of French-Canadian migration down through New Hampshire and into northern parts of Massachusetts, actually, where you can find some a good Canadian fan base in the areas of like Lawrence and Lowell, Mass., right on the New Hampshire border there. So I could see that there in that southeastern pocket of New Hampshire. They definitely have Canadians fans.
All right. So we got Vermont, New Hampshire. You saw Washington, Cam. I guess that's the Carey Price influence.
I'm proud of my people from Washington State. Go Washington State.
Well, this is something I'm going to support your states now. That's why the six, I'm now
exactly.
friends. You're supporting
that's
us.
Your
I'm
area now.
You in the future now. Exactly. All right. See, exactly. Good job, Washington. All right.
Like, I like Washington. I've always been. I love Washington State. I'm a big
state
fan.
State of Washington. Dab our back. Hey, so, go Kraken. Now I got your back. Go Kraken.
Yeah. All right. I would have said this. I would have said California. I would have said California because of San Jose fan and LA fan that hate Vegas, but I'm not sure if that one would make it because those guys don't like
people
the Vegas Golden Knights.
Because they're cheering for Vegas, but a bunch of people responded. It was actually the Score of all people that posted this. And people are like, I'm in California and I hate Vegas. I'm not cheering for Vegas, but Vegas won the California. All right. So, so we got three of the states. Cole Caulfield, Cam. Where'd Cole play?
He played
Wisconsin Badger.
Wisconsin, yes. Wisconsin yes, he Badger. Is a Badger. I was going to say, Golden Gopher. He's a Badger.
And
yes.
Remember, JJ Watt on the Canadians bandwagon, right? Because he's buddies with Cole. So like he's like JJ Watt's pulling for the half. So there's a couple other random ones here.
What about Alaska?
A couple of seconds. Jimmy, feel free to jump in. Alaska is one of them. They're pulling for the Canadians in Alaska.
I was going to say, hey, what's their allegiance to Vegas?
Scott Gomez.
Yeah, Alaskan played for the Montreal. Okay, great call, Jimmy. You're bang on. And finally, this one I do not have an explanation for. North Dakota.
North Dakota. Ooh.
The only thing I'd say in North Dakota is they know hockey.
They know hockey.
They respect hockey and stuff. So they know the tradition, I guess. I don't know. Is there anyone from North Dakota on the house?
Not now, but I think there might have been in the 80s, guys, like a really good one. I can't think. It's going to come to me after we get off. Where's Pierre McGuire when we need him? You would have the answer. Well, this guy played in his backyard. His mom cooked great hot dogs out on the porch. So
yeah, exactly.
No, but you're right. But you guys are right. Like, think about it. If you're a hockey nation, like North Dakota has the best NCAA like program over like the last decade.
Oh yeah.
Look at the guys who played there, Jonathan Toews and the rest of these guys. Right. Like that's hockey haven. Why would they cheer for Vegas? They gave it makes sense. These are actually like we respect the game. So you'll get a couple states that like are hockey fanatics. They cheer for Montreal over Vegas. They don't care if they're Canadian.
So the six states, and if you're tuning in these states, we appreciate the support. We'll support your college football teams moving forward, and other teams. So the state of Washington, we were already in love with Washington. We were already talking about it. We're getting season tickets for the Huskies.
Okay,
so,
baby.
Wisconsin, all right, Wisconsin. I'm coming around now, Cam. Yeah, now it's like, all right, go. Let's go. Go Badgers. Go Cole. Let's go. Let's go Habs.
Yep.
North Dakota, you guys are all right. Vermont, well, we've always been brothers, Vermont. Alaska, love it. Nice and cold. They know hockey up there.
Yes.
And then, of course, welcome aboard New Hampshire. I love it. New Hampshire. So random.
That's the shocking one out of them all. Like, I'm with you. Like, New Hampshire, I thought would be like Bruins country.
Yeah, like the other ones make sense. Like, Carey Price is from B.C., and he played in the state of Washington.
He played in Spokane,
right?
Yeah.
He played in the state of Washington. So that makes sense. Cole Caulfield, big star of Wisconsin, totally makes sense that they're, you know what I mean, that they're watching. Vermont, they're Habs fans. That makes sense. North Dakota's random. Alaska's random and New Hampshire's random.
For sure.
That's the other ones do make a lot of sense. All right, so we'll get into the Islanders. What about the series itself, Jimmy and Cam? Me and Cam were talking about this. If the Canadians are going to win the series, I don't think they're going to sweep them. So are they going to win? Like, can the Habs win in six if they take 1 of 2? How do you think the series plays out if you had to call it, Jimmy, and predict it?
You're talking about the Habs still? We're going to the Islanders.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
the Habs still.
Yeah, I like the Habs in six, guys. I like it right now. I think they split here. I think they take one a night. They lose the next one. Maybe their momentum dies a bit and Vegas comes back in the next one. And then I like them. I like them in six. I mean, I almost was tempted to take them in five, but I think it's a little too bold there. So give me the Habs in six in this series.
That's what I was talking about. Can't remember that 10-1.
Jimmy's blowing me away right now. Like, I'm out. I don't even know if this – are we still on the air? Like, is this some kind of like, – I'm still waiting for like, you this to put me, like, get slimed. No, I will say this. We've talked to a million guys, Jimmy. You're the only guy, other than Morency or people from Montreal, that think Montreal has, like, a chance in this series. Like,
and you're sure a huge
fan. You know who did? Yeah. You know who did today?
Who else?
I was on the show with Blessing. And it was great to talk with Slapshot Steve.
Stevie Slapshot.
Yeah.
Stevie Slapshot likes the Habs.
He's a character.
Nice.
We got to get great. Some great hockey game names out there. We got to get our boy Nicky Skates on. Nick Moraldo from the Hammer. Nicky Skates. Yeah.
Steve Slapshot. So, but who? Blessing like Montreal? Is he? No, he's a Vegas guy.
Blessing was on Vegas. He doesn't think it's going to be easy, but he likes Vegas. He thinks this is the golden opportunity for them to win the cup and everything falls into place. But, yeah, Stevie Slapshot was on board because I said, you know what, Habs plus 1.5 tonight and under 5.5. And Steve said, yes, I love it. I'm going to be on both.
Nice.
That's my pick tonight. Canadians plus 1.5. It's like minus 134. You got 1.5. And under. And I've already got the Canadians to win the cup. I've got futures, but I'm going to grab a piece of this before the series started, Jimmy, in six. Cam, what's your prediction for the series? And, you know, we'll make a final prediction with Dave. We still have a couple hours left, but what are you feeling, Cam? Sounds like you like Vegas.
I do, but I'm starting to, like, you got me thinking a lot. Like, the more I think
you're
about
like Jonestown
this,
now. It's like this is where we're brainwashing you. Like, you've heard for nothing 34 minutes of
it
this.
It is, exactly. It's like, wow, I've joined the Murphy-Morency cult. Like, I'm waking up. Like, you know, there's a big Montreal Canadiens logo.
The poutine is coming
burning
soon.
Leaves.
The question is, who does Nyzen Vince like tonight, Cat?
Oh, he likes Vegas tonight. Question. You know him. He's probably still upset at the Leafs losing to Montreal.
Vince likes the Jets every night, too.
Actually, you know what? It's funny. He's like won every single bet except for like the hockey games that against all the teams that the Leafs play. Oh, man. He's like, oh, wow. If the Leafs would have beat Montreal, this could have been special. Well, they didn't. So, we're sitting here. I like Vegas. I think it actually goes the distance. I think this is a classic Stanley Cup final. I think it goes to Vegas in seven, Gabe. I think it actually – we have a legendary Stanley Cup final, and it's just going to be semifinal. And I think it just goes all the way to the end. And I think Vegas finds a way, but I think Montreal throws everything at them. And I think it's going to be a great series. Unlike people who think these guys are going to sweep, I think that's crazy. And if Carey Price gets hot, maybe you're right, Jimmy. They could actually win in five or six. But Gabe, look at the board for all the people. If you're betting Montreal, and this is what we're here to do as gamblers, you got to take them in. If you don't like 6 and 7, right, Jimmy? Because the way I look at it is, if you're getting 9 and 10 to 1, that is so good on a bet. Say you win the bet and they win, and you're sitting there going, oh my God, all I had to do was take one more game at plus 900. It's like a horse race at 12, and you got two good horses. Like, you're getting paid on both. You gotta take both because you know it could end in 6 or 7, Morency. So if you like Montreal, I think you gotta do both at great, great take back.
And you know what a good price you guys can get it? You can get the Habs at plus 1.5. So you think the Habs are going to make to at least 6 games. All right, then you're saying they'll make it a 7 or lose by a game. You can get that at even money right now.
No, but instead of doing the plus 1.5, you're better off just saying, will the series go to 6 games? And you don't even have to take the winner at plus 230.
Yeah.
You get that at plus 230, which I don't have a problem with. All right, more with Jimmy. We'll get Jimmy out, but I want to get his Islanders pick on the way out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
people on Twitter and I see people in our chat. Vegas are going to sweep them. The Canadians don't have a chance. You know what? I told you. Like I said on Twitter on Saturday night, you're free to voice your opinion and tweet me, but unless it's accompanied with a bet and a proven bet on Vegas, suck it. I don't care what your opinion is. Unless you have like a bet to back it up, or if they show me that. If you're so sure the Canadians are going to get swept, show me the ticket that you're betting that the Canadians will get swept. And then I'll accept it. Until then, you know what? It's all just noise. All just noise. Jimmy Murphy kicking. What is Murphy's Law? In the house, Cam Stewart ready to go. Cam's getting brainwashed right now. Montreal Canadiens propaganda machine is in full effect. Sure, I mean, he's a Bruins guy even. See, he's Bruins guy. No bias. No bias from him.
Yeah. I told you guys I keep it real.
Time warp.
There we go.
Hey, Jimmy keeps it real. He's not telling you, though, Cam. Jimmy was on the radio in Montreal for a long time, too, huh?
A lot of love for the Habs from a Bruins fan. I didn't really figure out the riddle yet.
He knows good hockey.
Hey,
Jimmy knows stuff.
I appreciate the fan bases.
All right, so
I appreciate the fan base. I'll tell you that. Great place up there.
We'll get into some numbers. We'll get into some numbers later. We've got it all. It's really random stuff. Like the Montreal Canadiens are 25-21-1 on Monday nights in the playoffs. Vegas are 11-6 on Mondays all time in the playoffs. Irrelevant. That's dumb stuff. But we'll get into a bunch of other numbers and all that stuff with Dave. And we'll get back into the Vegas series. So Islanders, Jimmy, how do you see this moving forward right now? Tampa, I like what Stamkos said. He goes, said we lost game one of the Stanley Cup finals last year. He goes, it's not ideal, but nobody's panicking. Yet it's interesting, the massive swing. The series now, guys, is a pick 'em at FanDuel. -110 on both sides. You could almost argue, wow, that's some value on Tampa right now. It's a pick 'em.
Yes.
A -110, Cam, right? And I like the Islanders a lot. I'm just talking from a betting standpoint. I'm just saying, wow, it's a pick 'em now already.
Here's the thing. And Jimmy, I'll tell you, like, we got the if you got the Islanders in the series, you pray. I guess you pray, say they win the second game. It's like, oh, okay, here we go. Then it's crazy. Like, if you really think Tampa Bay could come back, you might want to just have a home run with two pluses and sit back. Because the Islanders, let's remember, these guys weren't +130 before the series started. They were +220. Tampa Bay was -260 on FanDuel. And we gave the Islanders a chance in the series. This is a team, another year under Barry Trotz. Barzell's figured it out. They got big, tough. Their fourth line is full of killers that absolutely like squeeze you like a python, and they're getting good goaltending. Tampa Bay can still win, Morenci, but here's the thing. Like, if you get Tampa Bay at plus, you could sit back and relax because the Islanders are big dogs. Jimmy and I talked about it in the break, Gabe. We think the Islanders can win the series, but I think Tampa Bay comes back and wins the next game.
Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, look, guys, I think the Islanders did what they did to the Bruins all series in that six-game series. They did it Tampa Bay Lightning. They were in their face, constantly making them think about what they were going to do with the puck. And, look, you could argue that, maybe Barzell's goal was a little not Vasilevskiy-esque, or even the next one. Those are two goals that usually he stops, so they got a little puck luck there. But that's what they do is they – you know, Bruce Cassidy spoke to the media today in Boston, and he put it best about the Islanders. He goes, you know what the big difference for me is they find ways to win. Even in those nights when they don't really have it, there are a couple games. He felt like game two and game five could have easily gone to the Bruins, but the Bruins let them hang around, and then they pounced on their opportunities. And that's what they did again last night, and I think they'll continue to do that. And let's not forget how good Varlamov's played. You know, he sucked in the first round. Then he comes back and he's found his game. He's rolling. But that defense to me for the Islanders, guys, is another big difference. You look at guys like Pulock there, Mayfield. They have been something else shutting down opposing teams, big guys. I mean, I thought Pulock, the job he did on Taylor Hall in that second round series, Taylor Hall looked like the old Taylor Hall, invisible when it counts. And that's because of him. I mean, he really shut him down. So, this is what the Tampa Bay Lightning have to do. And, you know, I know you don't want to say in a game two it's a must win, but tomorrow's a must win for the Tampa Bay Lightning because you don't want to go back in the Nassau Coliseum, which to me right now, I don't care what Vegas says, and no offense to Montreal. Obviously, they have less fans or whatever, but, you know, and whatever. Tampa's a joke. This is the loudest crowd going, and this is the most raucous, insane, on top of you crowd.
Tampa's a joke. A little harsh,
you hear it in your saying. It gets in your head, so you do not want to go there 2-0. And yes, Tampa's a joke.
compared to like the fan bases of like, I would say they rank like if in, I don't know. Jimmy, Vegas looks good because that's a nice, Vegas has the nice celebration and stuff. But you know what? I'm going to say this. Let's see Vegas in a couple of years when they become a mediocre team and all this wears off. We'll see how they sell out and how things are going right now. We'll see. We'll see how this hockey base is when you have a losing team. Then we'll measure them and see, are they going to turn into an Arizona? What are they going to do? Like the Florida Pussycats? We'll see. It's all fun and dandy now. Everything's great. Now, tell us when you had a 500 or a crap team. Who's showing up? Yeah. That's all I need to say.
Well, that's the thing. It's easy, it's easy to be a fan of a team that's been in the league for 4 years when they've been to the cup in the semifinals three of the 4 years they've been in the league.
Exactly.
A bizarro. You know who really hates them is Eric Cohen, our boy, the Big E, Eric Cohen.
He really bothers
because he's a lifelong, like, Cohen lives and breathes with the Leafs. So it just bothers him that this team has come out of nowhere. He's like, oh, the long-suffering Vegas fans, huh? Like, I think even Cohen hates the Canadians with a passion. I think even he's cheering for the Canadians because he hates Vegas fans.
But I, guys, my pick, I like the Islanders in seven. Islanders in seven in this one.
All right. Wow. Islanders in seven, huh? All right. Before we get you out here, we'll get that exact number. I think Tampa, Tampa's going to get it tomorrow. I think they're going to get back on track, but not in a hurry. I don't want to lay minus 194. It's very pricey. So then you suddenly got to parlay it, and then whatever. It's going to be a toss up. But
maybe look at them the series in the first period.
Yeah,
Tampa.
Yeah,
first
but it
period.
Could be tied after the first period.
Yeah, I don't know though, Jimmy. The Islanders tend to play that game where they're going to be even more like defensive and attention to detail, right?
Yeah,
they're just going to piss Tampa off and put them like that's exactly how you play into the Islanders' trap, right? Oh, we're going to force something, and then they'll beat you on the counter. They're like Sweden in soccer today against Spain. Spain had possession for 90% of the game, and then after a while, they just get so pissed off because they can't do anything. Defense, 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 defense. It puts you in orbit.
Yeah, and another thing, guys, watch out. It's been a great bet I've been winning a lot on is the Islanders in the second period. They, by far, have had the best second periods out of any team left in the playoffs right now. That's when they beat the Bruins every game they won. I mean, go back and look at the numbers. It was something else the way they played in that middle frame. And then if they can come out of that with the lead, they just shut her down.
Yeah, that's true. They're hot, man.
Murphy's Law with us. If you think the Islanders are now minus 1.5 on the series handicap. Plus 158 at minus 1.5. You get the Tampa Bay Lightning plus 1.5, minus 218. It's a little pricey, but that's pretty attractive.
Yeah, you could parlay
the Lightning at plus 1.5.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah. Got to find a partner, Gabe. Don't want to let
you lose. Nice catch there, buddy. Nice catch.
Put it this way. What do you think is a better bet? You get the Tampa Bay Lightning at minus 218 plus a puck and a half. Or you want the Vegas Golden Knights at minus 460?
I know. Like, that series price is just.
Yeah.
It's the biggest. So the Canadians are the biggest underdogs, Jimmy, in the semifinals in 31 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 31 years. And in case people are wondering, all right, what was the last series? And it's going to blow you guys away when you find out the number of this, what the number was. So 31 years ago, the Calgary Flames beat the Montreal Canadiens. Everything always comes back to the Canadiens, it seems. 31 years ago, they beat the Montreal Canadiens in the Stanley Cup Finals. In the semifinals, they played the Chicago Blackhawks. What do you think the number was, Cam?
To say
so 460. 460 is the biggest number. 31 years ago, that was the last biggest number in the semifinals. What do you think the number was? Calgary versus Chicago, 1989.
I'm going to say like 280, not even over 300.
Minus 1,500.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can you believe that, Jimmy? 50.
Wow.
Minus 1,500.
An NHL playoff series was the Calgary Flames were minus 1,500 series price favorites over the Chicago Blackhawks in 1989.
Yeah.
No. It was a damn good Flames team. They went on to win the Stanley Cup. Yeah, they beat Montreal. Wow.
I don't get that, man.
I don't
like it, and it's still happening today, right, guys? I mean, do people underestimate how much out of the ordinary stuff can happen in the Stanley Cup playoffs? You know, if you're talking about the element of surprise and or upsets, I mean, out of all the four pro sports, we see the most
exactly.
in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Where'd the miracle of ice come from? One of the biggest upsets in sport history. Hockey. It's not college basketball. You're not playing against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and you're 5'9".
Exactly.
It's like, we're not winning. We don't have a chance. Like, we
can't
win. That's
the whole point. You know what I mean? In hockey, a bad team, like, how many times did you play on a bad team, Gabe, where you beat a good team? It happens. Your goaltender gets hot. They get great. Well, I played on a lot of loser teams.
I'm kidding,
and I'll tell you, sometimes we beat good teams because they get frustrated, start to freak out.
Right,
our goaltender makes 68 saves, and we're like, thank you. You won us the game. And that could happen. Anytime.
Look, 19 of the top 20 scorers are gone. They're not even playing. The top 20 scorers in the regular season in the National Hockey League, there's only one of them left playing, Mark Stone. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All the big stars gone, right? It's a team sport. Look at the Islanders playing with depth.
And
that's the Canadians are doing it, but let's be real. That's what makes Vegas so dangerous. Mm-hmm. They have depth, except everyone's good. They've got like a bunch of really good players. Right. Yeah. And they're deep. And they've got they've shored up the defensemen, with Stanley Cup champions. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle. Big game, man. Listen, the Canadians have not trailed for 437 minutes. I think it's very important, that first goal for them. The Canadians are now 7-1 in the playoffs when they score first. And just to have that sort of, you know what I mean? We haven't trailed in seven games. And imagine they're down 1-0 right away. And then just psychologically, it's like, we're in a different,
first time
we're playing
in front
different.
Of that many fans, right?
Yeah.
And how many?
You get that first goal.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? We still haven't trailed. Don't tell me the Canadians know that they're not running this record
right now. They know.
They'll be like, we're still up. Let's go. We're up 1-0. That first goal is massive. And didn't you just feel yesterday, Cam, when the Islander game started? Didn't you just like the way they looked on the first few shifts?
I did.
You're like, you know what? They're going to get some luck. They're banging the puck towards the net. They're skating hard. Canadians need to do the same thing tonight.
The Islanders are one team that you could give the eye test to, and you know when they're not going to piss away a lead or hang in the game. It's weird. You watch them.
You can tell early in the game.
If their structure is good early, you're like, here we go. You felt it that game. When it was 0-0 for a long time, you're like, the Islanders are going to beat Tampa right now. You could feel it.
Yep.
It just, everything worked in their favor and their style. Montreal's got to do the same.
Well, we're fired up. Nothing left to do but to play the game. I don't know if you saw. I want to play the song.
Yep.
You know what? And Anakin Slade's our boy. I know Jimmy knows him.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Anakin Slade, he's got a Canadian song. He's got 500,000 views on YouTube.
Except
awesome. I was going to play it. I was like, I know him. Don't worry about the rice. But the backdrop is Journey. So, we're going to get Journey on our ass. So we can't play it.
No, you can't do that.
It's just too much.
No, need Steve Perry, line one. I'm looking for sports grip.
I was all happy. I'm like, my buddy's with Anakin. I can play the song. I don't have to worry about the rights. Then I listen to the song. I'm like, it's a Journey song. He's rapping over Journey. I can't play that. Thanks, Jimmy.
Later, guys.
Later, Jimmy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, it's game time decisions, and we've got decisions to make. It sounds like Cam is pondering the game this evening right now after the propaganda. I love it. Jimmy comes out. I said, I hope Jimmy says 2-0. He goes, that's what I like, game 2-0.
I'm actually I don't even know what to say. I could see 2-1 in the Islander game, but man, you got 2-0 for the Canadian. You guys don't think Vegas is going to get a goal tonight? Holy jeez, I'll tell you, Moretzi.
Shutout.
It's a lot to ask.
Well, let me put it this way, Ken. Game one, Minnesota Wild at Las Vegas, Golden Knights. Final score, Minnesota Wild 1, Las Vegas 0. Game one.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah.
Game one.
Yeah, yeah.
Las Vegas Golden Knights, Colorado Avalanche. Final score, Colorado Avalanche 7. What was it, 7-1 or 7-2?
7-2, I think.
7-2? Whatever. You know what I mean. Like, 7-2, yeah. I think it was, yeah. So, but Vegas are 0-2 in game ones. Montreal Canadiens won game one against the Maple Leafs and then lost three straight. Montreal Canadiens won game one against the Winnipeg Jets. Just throwing it out there. The Canadiens are 2-0 in game ones in the playoffs this year. Vegas are 0-2.
That's not propaganda. That's fact. Those are facts. So,
game ones, right? There's something to it. It's a combo.
Even though you did spin some propaganda, there's a lot of facts with the propaganda.
No, there's no propaganda. Nothing but truth there, Cam. Nothing but truth. Like you said, those are facts. They lost to Minnesota. They lost to Colorado. Yeah. Montreal beat Toronto. They beat Winnipeg. 2-0 in 2-0 in game ones versus 0-2 in game ones. Just saying. Canadians know how to win game ones. Like it shows that, you know what I mean? They show up and they know, you know what I mean? The matchup is there for them. Big series. Can't wait for Big J Berman's picks here. Should be interesting.
Yes.
Berman's going to say, give him the Vegas Golden Knights. We got a poll question
it's
up.
It's going to be an easy game. They're going to kill him. They're going to kill him. Now you're going to be close, buddy.
We will get into the Sixers-Hawks game, too, on the other side with Dave Sharapan. We'll get into the Clippers game later. Don't worry. We got picks. I got baseball picks here, too, on the other side for you. Blue Jays, Indians, Nationals.